It's time to check in the crop markets with our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. So, Kim, what's the latest news?
Well, we got to go to the Black Sea area. And this week, the first ship loaded with wheat left a Ukraine port and was escorted out and went into Turkey for inspection. They say that they'll be able to move about one ship per day. And as we get out a couple weeks, maybe two or three. But the wheat's starting to move and the crop's moving out of Ukraine. You got Russia. They're exporting their wheat. We've talked about that before. They're also, look at their fertilizer exports, except for the ammonia, their exports are back to normal. And then in the news is also the drought in the European Union area. The Rhine River is low and they may have to stop export movement out of that Rhine River area, and that'll impact German exports. And you know, Germany is a relatively large wheat exporter. United States, they're watching the corn, the soybeans, the milo, the cotton production, those estimates. And of course, next week, the USDA WASDE report comes out.
So what market signals are you watching?
Well, we're waiting on the WASDE to see what those supply and demand estimates are. Before that WASDE comes out on Friday, we'll have the pre-release estimates. Those always have an impact on the market. And then on the charts for the futures contracts, we're watching the trends and the spreads on those charts.
What price trends have been established?
Well, if you look at the price trends for wheat, probably sideways. Your cash wheat price, northern Oklahoma, about $8.20, southern Oklahoma, $7.60. Look at that December contract for wheat. It's trading between $8.25 and $9. Currently, somewhere around $8.65 and sideways movement. Corn, cash for forward contract, $5.85. Look at that December corn contract, $5.60 to $6.25. Probably sideways movement there and trading somewhere around $6 now. Soybeans, it's all over the board. It's at $13.20 on that November. Well, the November contract's at $14. Cash forward contract, $13.20. 7 days ago, it was $13. It went up to $14.80 and back down to $13.80. So soybeans, I don't know that they have a trend. They're just all over the board. And cotton, slightly up, trading between 90 and 97 cents.
What about the price spreads?
Well, if you look at the spreads, they're relatively non-existent. You look at that Kansas City, the September to the Dease contract, that's 8 cents. Now, to own wheat out to December for farmers, about 30 cents cost. 8 cents not gonna pay that. Corn, you got a 13 cent spread on the forward contract, Dease to the May contract. Carry for that's about 36. Soybeans, you've got an 8 cent spread between the November contract and the July contract. Cotton, between the December contract and the May contract, you've got a minus 6 cents. There's no carry in the market relative to the futures prices.
So what do these trends and spreads tell you?
Well, if you look at the trends, I think they're telling us that the market's settling down a little bit. You look over the last few years, it's the most uncertain times I think we've had for the last 40 years. So the trends, I think we're settling down a little bit. The spreads tell me that they want to buy the product now. So they're not paying if on a hedge or a forward contract on out past harvest. They're not paying the farmer to store it. The commercials want to own it now.
All righty, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.